Hi, everyone. Welcome to Armory 33 Podcast. Host Quinn, co-host Shane, who is no longer the Greasy Wizard.
I do apologize about commenting on your hair's moisture. But it was literally because there was a thing where it was like, tag yourself, and the only one left was the Greasy Wizard, and the wizard part was more important.
Tristan and Paige are back. We are diving back into our D&D campaign. Our local milk drinker and whatever his race is not here. He accidentally got knocked out while...
He's called a racist.
It's probably gonna auto-correct
species.
Whatever species he is. Right. Sorry, it's probably gonna auto-correct a racist in the chat. That's great. Yeah, the three of us are gonna play D&D without Tanner.
All right, we'll see how it goes.
I
feel like I should know his name at this point.
Aridin. Yeah. Jesus. He's with us. When we were loading the caravan between last episode and this episode, Ugga accidentally knocked him out drunk. So I picked him up and put him in the back of the wagon.
All right.
So he's taking a very long nap.
All right. So long rest.
Is that accurate, Mr. Dungeon Master?
I had a different plan, but we can use that.
I like that for the comedy aspect of it.
No. The night before we left on the caravan, decided to expend a level 2 spell slot to send out an animal messenger to check on her mother.
Because Shane asked like 6 times last week, or not last week, on the last D&D episode, if...
You want to go check out. We're notoriously for murdering mothers in this episode. And this team.
I mean, that's what the campaign's called.
What did I tell you the episode of this title was? I forget what it was, but we're just going to jump back into it. Places, get into characters. Don't mind us. We have a lot of cookies and brownies my wife fed us and told me to eat. Yeah, I'm sharing that with the team. Chew before you talk, please. Or I'll get the 3-year-old down here. Shane, it's on you, buddy. It's on the board.
Once it goes to the board, it's on me. As we stated, Tanner's taking a nap. Aridin's taking a nap.
Even elves don't sleep.
And then you're sending a mouse to your mother.
Did he bake the cookies?
Yes.
What are you sending to this mouse to your mother? What are you sending to her?
I am delivering a message just saying, hey, we're about to leave. Wanted to make sure you're okay. If you could send back anything indicating you're not currently on fire or dead, that'd be great. Love you. Then I gave the animal messenger a morsel of food, a little bit of road beef, and he went
off. It's pocket meat.
Road beef is a subset of pocket meat. Think my character doesn't actually have pocket beef in her D&D Beyond inventory right now, you are very wrong. Basically just checking in, making sure everything's cool, letting her know we're leaving.
So you did that the night before, so the mouse had time to get there, get back.
Also the whole spell slot thing got rejuvenated.
Right. Oh, and then just jumping in real quick. Sorry, just quick edit to last week's episode. My necrotic flesh sword, I think I called it the... Oh, shoot, I can't remember what I called it. Actually, no, it should be right here. I called it the Frackham's Forge Necrotic Flesh Sword. Flesh Long Sword. Last week we discussed it being a short sword because I am a dwarf. However, after looking at the rules, because I am a dwarf, I can still wield a long sword. It is a long sword, does a bit more damage, and it is also a versatile weapon. So just plus one.
I have a ring of protection I'm wearing, and 2 scrolls, lesser restoration, and the moonbeams also. You. What did he say? Why is it so funny?
What's the sword fight, guys? Does anybody want some flesh swords?
So many innuendos.
Woo, okay.
I'm not sure if the camera picked that up. But
the camera's not on you right now. Oh, okay, it's on
good.
The board.
Oh, thank good. God. That's probably a good thing. Just like if anybody just wanted to
stop.
Make
that big.
Shouldn't have been My mom's probably dead. Go with this.
I cut my 400 feet of magic rope into 25-foot sections.
Yes.
There we go.
Just wait to see what's going to happen with
that. Yeah, Dagmathia woke up looking a little bit different. More like she woke up in 2025 as opposed to 2014. And so her charisma's a little bit lower. Dexterity's higher. Constitution's better. She looks different. Less charismatic.
You send the mouse to your mother. The mouse gets there. Your mom is perfectly okay.
You son of a bitch. Fucking dare you. Thank you, but how dare you? No!
We'll get back to that.
No!
Your worry before we hit record was, you killed my mom, didn't you?
He didn't do it yet.
Season 3, two mother deaths already? This is horrible. This is a really bad TV show.
All right.
Let's get this show on the road.
Are you putting them in number order with the highest number showing?
You guys are all caravanned up. The path is two wagons wide. Each of you get in a wagon. That way you guys have someone to watch the front, someone to watch the back. That way not someone just shows up and sneak attacks you guys. We know you survive sneak attacks
so
phenomenally well.
Oh, and we travel so quietly. And
and Ugga has this thing about killing random things.
Yeah, it ran in front of the javelin. I thought it was a target.
We're quiet. We're calm.
Yeah, he does everything quiet.
Stealth? It might as well be 100.
I think his stealth check. I don't think he's ever passing a stealth check anytime soon.
He gets a nat 20 standing in the middle of a room.
All right. We're taking off. Your first day goes smoothly. Nothing really. You're coming out of town. Town's been pretty clean. If there was anything that would have attacked any of the people that would have left there, they wouldn't have been within a day of that because the church has so much say. They would be at least a day out. Your whole journey is going to take about 4 days, roughly, depending on what happens when you guys get to... What did I call that town? The Mangrove Pass.
So that's what we're on.
So you have to go through the Mangrove Pass to get to the other side. Okay. If you remember, there's essentially a river. So you guys are coming from here.
We're coming from the south?
Yeah. Because he was down, way down south.
Down yonder.
Down yonder, yep. Down so you guys. There.
You called it Mangrove what?
It's called Mangrove Pass. It's about halfway up the river here. It's a little mangrove. It's formed through winter. The Blue Mountains get a lot of snow. Yep. Melt in spring. River overflows. Psh. But then that stays like that till midsummer, and then the water drops. And this mangrove grew in the middle of this part of the river where it's not super deep, but you have to travel by boat.
So like kind of swampy?
Kind of swampy. At the right time of year, you can take it by boat pretty easily. You still need a guide. Past the first day, pretty good. You guys go to set up camp. Anyone taking watch?
I'll take watch.
Ugga's got first watch.
All right. Anyone taking a second watch?
I'll take second watch. Fracken will take second watch.
Do you want to roll me a perception check?
Got
a nat 20.
First roll of the game.
It's only going to go downhill. Yeah.
At least we started at the top.
I used the good dice. What was your perception check?
So it is mostly very peaceful. Just some birds chirping, little owls. You do hear off in the background something's a little uneasy. A wolf pack.
Oh!
Way off in the distance. Not a threat, currently. As you're sitting here, not a threat. Kosher, anything else you'd like to do?
Just make sure everything is tidy around the caravan, secured in the wagons. And make sure Dag is comfortable.
Because Dag might have some...
I have expertise in... Investigation.
Oh, don't you have some...
Nature, which I am also... No, I'm not proficient in that. Fuck. But I can still do nature check.
Mm-hmm. You could.
But it's pretty far away. How far away? I think that sounds like this, but I'm...
Have you ever sat up on the top of a hill?
Yeah.
When a coyote pack comes through?
I have not.
And they're
not.
Yes. You hear a howl, but you don't know what direction it came from?
Oh, yeah. So my brother... where my brother lives, there's coyotes all around him. So, you, when you're sitting out there at the fire, you just hear coyotes.
Sounds like a great time for it.
You get used to, all right, it's coming from this hill, it's coming from this hill. All it's three hills this way.
Yeah.
Well, I say... I'll let Dag rest until it gets closer.
Then okay, yeah.
I might have to shake her.
Anything else you'd like to do? Take a walk?
No, I'm just going to keep walking around the camp to make sure everything is kosher and where it's supposed to be.
So you get through the rest of your watch, nothing happens. You wait. Go ahead. Wake Frackham.
I go to Frackham's tent and I nudge him with my foot to wake up.
Just wake up.
Not drunk for once.
Whoa.
I am mildly intoxicated. However, it is nighttime, so the hangover hasn't quite kicked in yet. Yeah, I'm still kind of happy.
Great move.
He's selling St. Patty's Day. It's fine.
Ask him for a friend.
I let him know I heard a wolf pack in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets closer, wake Dagger, and she can use her abilities. Brackham, I heard what sounded like a wolf pack in the distance. If it gets closer, wake Dagger, she can use her abilities to make sure everything is safe for us.
Give me a perception check.
Perception check? I have zero. So, roll 16.
16? You hear the wolf pack far off.
Far off, so I'm not concerned. Mm-hmm. Just going to sit. Not meditate because I'm not an elf, but enjoy nature.
I have a few drinks around the fire. Pick some more sticks.
Keep the fire going. Have a couple more drinks. Still have the hangover. I'm going to take this time and I'll sharpen my sword with one of the whetstones.
Okay. Keep that edge.
Exactly. Even though I know I haven't used it yet, but I'm excited about Frackham's necrotic flesh sword. It's a shame.
How do I be the episode? Flesh, swords, and rope.
It's for safe words.
Did you ever watch Honor Among Thieves? I guess I haven't watched the D&D Honor Among Thieves yet.
Is it the movie that just came out?
2 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It came to streaming services.
We watched it. We became mentally well enough to remember stuff. Recent for us the last couple of years. We actually really liked it. We had a great time with it.
There's a scene when she steals the axe, and when she asks him, like, what kind of steel is that? We should wear that twice a week. That's what I'm going with.
Yes, okay. All right. I'm just going to hang out, continue my watch, run my whetstone across the blade. Something to do, keep myself awake.
All right.
Get that mirror finish.
The sun starts to rise. Do you wake these guys up, or are you going to let him sleep in a little bit, wake her up?
I'm going to wake both of them up, because I know we're trying to make our way towards a destination.
Since everybody said that there was some activity going on last night, but it wasn't close enough to worry about, I am going to use one of my wild shape opportunities to stay as a Kosi War Ostrich for 2 hours, half of my druid level. It can go 60 feet. It has 60 feet. And so I am going to basically just run to the right and check everything out real quick. I'm going to run to the left and check everything out real quick.
Do you need a perimeter check?
Do I need to do perception or investigation? Or are we clear?
You can do a perception check or investigation. Whichever is better for you.
Investigation I have expertise in. So what would that be? What?
You're still rolling a d20 and then you just add your...
Yep. I got a 12. My proficiency is plus 6.
So an 18.
18, yes.
It's daytime now, so you don't hear any calls.
Yep.
You go in a big circle around the camp. No footprints or anything from anything that you wouldn't see, like squirrels, raccoons.
I'm a giant ostrich running around.
Chilling for 2 hours. That's a lot of time. Are you going to get back in the wagon, or are you just going to run
I was figuring because of the ability to move very far, and I was doing very quick. I'm just going to stay as an ostrich just for those 2 hours. Make sure everything's okay. Just kind of, again, making loops on one side, loops on the other, because last time we got our ass kicked by goblins.
Quick question. Can't ostriches run 3 miles an hour? Aren't they fast as fuck?
The idea is so that if I need to get back to you real quick, I can.
Yeah, she can technically go miles ahead, scout, and then come back.
Is that what you guys want me to do? I'm an ostrich right now.
I'm just asking.
Looking at you.
What is an ostrich's top speed?
What's your movement on the card?
In a non-combat setting.
I was going to say, basically, as an ostrich, I am standing in front of you guys after a loop and everything's fine. You want me to stay like this?
Her speed in combat is 60 feet. So,
freaking good.
That's 12 squares.
Ostrich's fastest recorded speed is 43 miles an hour.
Do you guys want me to do that?
You can keep 12 spaces ahead of them.
They can maintain a steady speed of 31 miles an hour.
Okay.
I'm just using
ancient. Yeah, but using the 12 block, it makes more sense. So then basically I'm just looking at you guys because I'm still an ostrich and nobody else can speak with animals. And I'm just kind of turning my head to try to convey, what do you guys want me to do? Keep going? Turn back.
I'm sure even wild shapes can understand.
You guys can't understand me. How am I supposed to ask what you want me to do? I'm turning my head to the side. What do you want me to do?
That's true.
Go check to make sure everything's okay. All right, she's gone.
There we go.
You stay 12 squares ahead of the caravan.
Let's do 10, just keep it safe in case I have to run back. 10 squares ahead, keeping my bird eyes out. The ostriches have good eyesight.
They do.
So you guys move through the morning. Nothing really surprises you. All
right.
There's a snake that jumps out in front of her. She gets startled.
She's an ostrich.
It comes back.
Snake?
No, she comes
back to you with the snake in my mouth.
Oh, she comes.
I killed it.
Good girl. She starts petting her.
She comes back around midday. Or 10 a.m.
Then we get up.
I was that way for 2 hours.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I figured that was. Waking
up at 8 o'clock?
I figured you got to wake up at 6 with the sun. You leave camp about 8.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Cool. Not all of us, all of us take 6 hours to get ready in the morning.
Be rest that you need.
I knocked out the one that takes a long time.
Oh, he showed up.
When we left camp, I put a pillow under his head. He's going to watch this episode and be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Is that how you write me off?
That's how we write you off.
You were unconscious.
You got in my way. Could have ended up like the turkey.
All right.
You say that and I look at you.
It's coming
as an ostrich.
Midday.
If you lay an egg while you were an ostrich, can we cook?
You all three give me a perception check.
Oh, let's fucking go. Oh. Let's fucking go.
All right. So a
no, wait.
Just a good old two.
I got 19.
I got 11 plus 2.
Apparently, you can see it.
He went to bed the earliest.
You didn't fucking you take it. The whole you night. Took the whole night of a sweep.
I'm still pecking at the ground. As a tiefling. It's been a confusing
fly
2 hours.
Fly like a bird.
Oh, man.
I was almost preening myself, then I remembered I wasn't a bird anymore. That's why I missed it.
Out in the distance.
Croissant?
Caves? That's a wagon that fell apart.
You see a wagon.
What's up?
Jacked up wagon.
You see a couple of guys standing around a guy. Off in the distance, four people standing, and you see what you think is somebody leaning on the ground. Leaning.
Okay.
You're still about 100 feet out.
Okay.
What do you do?
I take out my great axe and tie one of the 25 feet of rope around the handle. When I get back to the wagon, I make sure I cover Aridin so they don't know somebody's back there.
It would be really nice if the one who had the high wisdom, actually, maybe the person who has high wisdom might want to actually do something like
an investigation check.
You know what? Never mind. I'm going to do an investigation check.
You can't see.
Oh, shit.
Does he not see?
Wait,
you can tell him.
Frack him up ahead. We see some people. It looks like their wagon broke down.
All right, Frackham's going to do an investigation check.
Ooh, I got a 6. So
a 9. Does that do anything for me?
Not much.
Frackham squints hard to see who they are. He's a little drunk. Swain, he's like, hold on. What is that? I can tell what it is.
He burps.
7 guys. It's 14. 7 guys.
14.
I pat him on the back and I say, I got this. I do an investigation check. With a 15 plus 6, that gives me a 21.
4 guys standing and 1 guy kneeling.
Okay.
Looks
like what looks they? They're not goblins.
They're not.
Okay.
They're just humans.
It's a group of
medium-sized
humans. That's fine. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
They don't quite have matching gear. Some have black coats. Some have brown coats.
Can I tell from where we are if everybody seems upset? I know their wagon's broken, but can I tell the vibe?
Dude on the ground is...
Don't.
Yeah.
Like, he's on the head.
And the four around him standing up are clearly, like...
Okay. Okay, yeah, so...
Okay.
All right.
What do you see, Dag?
So it looks like there's one guy with the four others pointing their weapons at him. He's in the middle on the ground. Sure what's going on, but it doesn't look great. Can't go around unless we want to go through the forest, which would be fine for me, but not for everybody else.
Or the way we have the caravan.
Everybody else.
Upon hearing I have my great axe in my hand, I'm just picking it up and putting it.
Just a quick temperature. What do we got for charisma, everybody?
You don't want to know. Not for me.
Charisma? 12 plus 1.
You have a 12, so it's 8 plus 1.
Oh, 12, sorry.
You are officially the most charismatic.
All right. Guy knocked Here's out in the back of the wagon would come into handy here.
I think it's Christmas.
But none of us are on charisma, are we?
No.
He's going to find a really nice feathery hat.
Everything's okay. My bag fell. I don't want to make assumptions and guess that the guy on the ground is bad because we don't know. Do you want to approach and try to talk to them?
Approach slowly.
I'm going to ask you to take lead, which seems very unlikely, but that's... The best chance we have. You're the most charismatic.
The half-orc barbarian is the most charismatic character.
With the tiefling following up at a 10, and Frackham
number 1
at an 8.
Acknowledge me.
Oh, I can't even roll.
Our tribal chief would like to have a conversation.
Literally got attacked for being who he was around humanoids. Go ahead. We got this.
How far can my guy talk and understand? Like 40 feet if I yell at them?
100 feet is like me yelling from one side of the yard to the other. You're definitely understanding me.
I yell out.
Hey.
Is everything okay up there?
This guy right here, who seems to be leading these other ones, yells back, "This does not concern you.
You're in our way of getting where we need to be.
We will deal with you
and
shortly.
We, meaning me, and I put my hand on Dag, do not like it when people are bullied with people standing around them.
Not bullied. They wouldn't pay. We will deal with you in a minute.
You're going to deal with me now.
At this
I'm talking to you.
Fracken pulls his flesh sword off his back. He's ready to start fucking throwing down.
Dagnathia sees where this is going and tries just to calm Aga a little bit, to just say, hey, how about we take it back a sec? How sure are you that you want to fight these guys?
I don't like bullies.
I like being alive.
Have faith.
Faith is asleep in the back seat.
That's her. Faith is asleep in the back.
Faith elsewhere. All right. Okay. You want to do this?
Guess we're going to do this.
Are we doing this?
It's fucked up. I'm following your lead.
Black bear.
Oh.
What?
Okay, so.
Hack bear now.
So how many charges do you have for your...
The only one I have left, and I have 2 hours on it. I can be a black bear for 2 hours.
All right. My God, it's cocaine bear in D&D.
All right.
Protect you, and if this is what you want to do, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm just a bear.
Why do I picture this being like... I picture this being in Captain America Civil War. They're running. What do we do? Start running. They're not stopping. 3-on-4? 4? Why are there 5 guys on that? 6 guys on the side of the
down.
Map.
He might be dead. I don't know. I didn't want to ask about the 5th one. I figured Shane could count. I figured he would let us know.
You guys couldn't see him yet, but...
Oh. It's 3-on-6.
We continue to approach these guys.
Fragum got his sword, idly wiping it.
I'm just
a black bear.
I'm just rubbing my hand. Really had to work on that phrasing. Swinging my great axe off to the side like it's...
For the record, at no point before this session did I think of flesh sword as a euphemism for penis.
This is my fault.
My flesh sword is a...
Sorry, I have to be the second most mature person here.
He didn't even realize that it was a euphemism. So actually, you were the most immature person.
Dag wouldn't know.
It might hurt you.
Why bring that up?
Stir in a pot. I'm trying to make her pissed off. I want a cocaine bear.
Literally just take my giant paw and...
What's the sensitive subject?
I'm just living my best life.
I'm just doing bear stuff.
Hey, we're not fighting yet. I'm just a bear.
Within the world of Baldur's Gate 3, doing bear stuff has a totally other
meaning
as well.
Hey, owl bear stuff. I said bear stuff.
Bear stuff.
It was a
owl
bear.
So,
was it a cave bear? I'm not a cave bear. I'm a black bear.
Okay. Do we close the gap? So, a couple of...
He's doing a lot of rolling and adding.
Hey. I'm figuring some stuff out right now.
Yeah. You guys can all roll for initiative.
Okay.
How did you think this was going to go? You guys approached him with weapons, turned into a bear.
You guys, they're already aggressive. He's already aggressive.
30, 20.
Plus 2.
19. Wait. Oh, 30, 20, and 19.
For initiative?
Yes.
So Probably close 17.
To the top.
All together, what do you
got? He rolled a 17 plus 2, so he got 19. I rolled a 19 plus 1, so I got a 20.
15 plus 1. 16.
Hey, you can hopefully kill it.
Wait, who's first?
We don't know yet.
Oh, she's first.
Bear's first.
Quick D&D question. Is speaking or yelling or just being a dick in general an action during combat?
Is that a free action?
Or is that it's a free action? Okay.
Unless you're like trying to distract or something.
Well, Fragum calls out, do you guys really want to do this right now? Is this work? Now, granted, we're...
I'm back you.
Yeah, now granted, it's a 3-against-4 situation. They're probably not going to do much, but Fragum's pretty annoyed. Does not want to fight right now, but recognizes that this is a bad situation.
It's not great.
No. I'm trying to protect the party by being like, hey, 3-on-4, but also if there's anything I can get from these guys to indicate what the hell they are.
They just look like a group of bandits because they said they would deal with you guys after they dealt with this guy.
All right, so they are bandits.
They were going to come for us.
Yeah, so,
or you could have paid them. They're good bullies.
All right, yeah. Looking at my background, I believe that as well as these guys, I have a particular background that does not like these guys. Yeah. I like to help people. I don't like seeing people get bullied. Yeah, Fragum's going to throw it down.
Because of our order, the bear moves first.
The guy that seems to be the leader.
You guys are 100 feet out.
We moved closer as we were talking back and forth.
Were you? I don't remember you saying that.
I think you mentioned that, but I'm not sure.
It was. You're like 50 feet.
Okay, I feel like that's fair.
I just brought it up saying I was moving
closer. I don't
closer
remember. I feel like we were talking as if it was happening, and maybe it was just a mist.
See, that I'm
you were doing your math.
Now I'm a nice DM. I'll let you move forward.
No, that's fine. That's great. Instead of the full 100, we could do 50.
Were you guys leaving the caravan back?
Yes.
So we'll just move you guys.
Yep.
As the bear...
I'm better on the right. Can you put me on the right side, please?
No.
Whatever happens is on him.
Yep.
Bear has a walk of...
This is my face.
Bear has a walk of 40 feet, so I'd like to do that. To get 40 feet closer, which should then get me within 10 feet, which should be... 5 feet. Fuck.
You could just charge up in there.
Put it within 10 feet and give a loud growl. Maybe he'll poop his pants and run away. You never know.
All right, so I'm not going to go the full 40. I'll go 30 feet. Then I will absolutely... I'm assuming that was a bonus action, the roaring. I don't know.
Yeah, yep.
Just an attempt to spook, but I don't know if that would...
Rolls as an imitation. Rolls as intimidation.
How's that 6 plus 0 treating you? I'll roll first and I'll roar second from now on. I'll roll first.
Gargling over there?
It's my first bear roll. Bear
he is scared. It is weird for him to be like,
he's mostly confused.
He was talking to somebody and now there's a bear in his face. Druids are real rare.
Still having a bear in your face. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Sure, I will take it.
All right, next up on the initiative tracker would be...
Our boy Frackham.
Frackham.
All right, so we're 50 feet away?
Yeah.
Dash doubles my distance. I'm just going to go 25 feet, my max walking distance. I'm going to begin my rage for 10 turns. My sword comes off my back. I'm wielding with both hands, and I'm ready to throw down. Right now, I'm in a rage state. That's my bonus action. I haven't used another action yet. So I'm going to take one of my javelins and whip it at the in charge. I'm just going to frack him, just literally pulls his javelin off his back and just chucks it straight at this guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to roll for attack. Rolled an 11. Passed him.
Hit anybody else?
Yes. My javelin's a plus 5 to hit. Or I only rolled a 6. Passed that dude. Yeah.
After that happens.
I'm sorry.
Because wait a minute.
If I have it, am I able to take a step back here? Because my rage... I am, sorry, let me see.
Path of the Berserker?
Yeah, Path of the Berserker. Mm-hmm. At my current level, I can do Frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
You have to hit.
I already did my bonus action. Mm-hmm. So,
next time,
off the remind.
Next round.
I'll remember that next time.
As long as they don't kill us around.
Yeah.
There was last words.
And so, I don't get a level of exhaustion. So.
My speed is 30 feet, so I'm going to take my full 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That should put me in front of everybody else.
She went 30 feet.
I did.
I still have one action left or two.
You have an action and a bonus action.
Okay.
Unless you have a multi-attack.
I take out my great axe, which has the 25 feet of rope already attached to it,
mm-hmm.
and I throw it at the leader with full force.
You're going to have to roll two of those.
Two.
Yeah. I'll roll.
A nat 20 and 4?
Yeah, you get the 4.
Roll with this.
It's not a weapon that you would normally throw, therefore you would have a disadvantage at throwing it because it's not a usually throwable weapon.
So I'm going to...
So you throw it, it kind of hits...
Nope, but you still have your hand on the rope so you can bring it back to you.
It goes like, does that count as bonus like, action or is that... It goes, or are we going to treat it like a returning thing?
That would be like a... Bringing back as a bonus action.
Cool.
I pull back. And I...
You start your pullback here. Next turn, bring it all the way back to you. Or run up to it. Okay. Fun time.
This would be a great time to have our cleric.
scroll. Would have been a great time for me to roll
another. Son of a bitch. Animals can't use scrolls.
Look, I can only get two nat 20s.
I'm going to apply that rule to myself. Okay. Wild shapes can't use scrolls. It seems unfair.
I apologize for the hard rolling.
Hey, you rolled pretty good. It was just you rolled with disadvantage.
You actually did roll well. It's just...
Yeah, if you would have rolled a 20 and a 16, you would have been golden.
Fuck.
A plus.
I tried.
So he's going to move up. And Ugga. You just threw a sword. You just threw a fucking axe at him.
This guy's very confident.
He's having a bad day.
A javelin is thrown.
Oh, he has that main character energy where he thinks, oh, yeah, yeah. He has plot armor.
His plot armor died. He rolled a one, missed you completely.
Oh. Nice. Even getting real close.
Okay. So this guy is going to move up and try to hit you. They're all going to pretty much stay towards the ends of this as much as they can because they don't want to go near the bear. Because bear.
Because why? Because
multi-attack, bite, and claws.
They're unaware we have our cleric unconscious.
Yeah, they don't know he's in there.
Yep. Okay, all right.
No, they're just looking at us.
This rag guy.
We don't have a fucking cleric.
Me too is definitely hitting you, right?
Oh, yeah.
What am I looking for?
Looking for your armor class.
14.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
In wild shape, I wouldn't be able to use spells or cantrips, correct?
Correct.
Your what attacks do you have, though?
Sorry, guys. I have guidance. And cure wounds, but it's cool. I'd like to multi-attack at least once before I turn back. I can also turn back whenever I want. I don't have to stay for 2 hours. I just get like...
8 minus my 40.
Here, buddy. I got you a present. It's a notebook, so you can keep track of your shit.
Yay!
DM.
Awesome.
A kind and forgiving DM.
And a pencil so you can erase.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. DM.
All right, we sail
Thank
on.
Thank you, DM.
So we sail on. These two in the back, they're not going to, either of them are going to not run up to join it. There is a bear. You slightly behind. Frackham's at the tail end of a bear. A bear. And a half-orc. So
excuse me, bear fucker?
Midget guy, bear, giant man. They're all like, yeah, we're still going to do this. Whatever. Okay, guy. This guy that was kneeling, which you didn't see, was he was sitting on his bow.
Son of a bitch.
So is he on our...
We don't know yet. So we don't know yet.
All right, all right.
Is he yellow, green, or red?
He will take the shot at the bear.
No!
He's not
Why are you
there.
Looking at you?
Sorry. You looked at me like it was my fault. It is my fault.
I was trying to look past you, but you met my eyes and it stopped.
18. Does 13 hit your armor class?
No, my armor class.
18!
Because you're a bear.
Oh, yeah. my bear armor class. What did you say?
13.
Oh, no. That's an 11.
13's higher than 11, so...
Math.
That high doesn't do enough, Dan. Oddly enough, yesterday
okay,
we
so
beat her
in depth. For my bear at 19 currently.
Remember, if you die...
I come back as myself. Gotcha. So. All right. I'm going to stay as a bear until the bear dies.
Basically, you could stay as a bear until the bear dies.
I turned my head to you.
What's your hit points?
I turned my head to you and I went... I have 13.
Okay.
It wasn't a bear.
Your turn. You guys can see him, and he is not moving.
That dude is unconscious or dead.
Unconscious, let's put it that way.
All right.
We have two people unconscious. Paralyzed.
Okay, I'm going to move closer to our main character, bad guy. I'm going to do my multi-attack, which is the bear makes two attacks, one with its bite and one with its claws. Melee weapon attack, plus 3 to hit, reaches 5 feet for one target. 7 plus 3 is 10.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
For the bite, it says with its claws, but it doesn't give me any stats for the claws. Do you want me to roll again for the claw attack?
Yeah.
That was even worse. Total is 6.
So you moved, you moved up into him, right?
Good. I tried to bite him. Claw, I missed both. Doing great. Just being a bear.
Okay. Bear. Oh, Frackham.
Frackham. All right. Still raging. Still raging. The guys we're facing, we have 4 guys with melee weapons, 1 guy with a ranged weapon, correct? Mm-hmm. I'm going to really hope the ranged weapon guy has also taken a little bit of damage because he was on his ass for whatever reason. Is he not feeling great?
Why don't you do an insight check?
I'm not sure if that's an... What would that check actually be if I was to...
Intelligence?
Can you tell if he's hurt?
I hope not.
When you guys were close enough to see him, roll a check to see what he looks like.
Plus my proficiency.
I'm assuming you're moving up to be in combat.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so I'm moving.
Forward. Would that be insider investigation?
That is pretty good. So that's 13.
You see that he has no damage.
Okay, so he's feeling pretty good.
Okay.
I'm moving up to the two guys in the back. We're boarding the bear.
Damn it, I wish I knew.
I think I have cleave with my sword, but I'm not 100%.
Do you need that?
No, I don't, because it's a... Never mind.
Thank
you. That's your bonus action, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
You could, yeah.
That'd be a strength check.
But remember, it's all the way out there, because he ran back up here.
Shoot, it's not telling me. No, I have sap, which does not...
Do you remember, make sure you double-check what sap does.
So that's true.
If you got a creature with this weapon, that creature has disadvantage on the next attack roll. I'm going to hold on to that for right now. My sap attack, which sounds funny.
Sap attack the flesh coming sword? Out of the flesh sword?
Yes. Yeah. My green flesh sword. All right, so I'm going to swing at the guy on the end.
This guy?
Yep, that guy. I'm just going to do just a regular attack for my longsword. Two-handed is 1d10. I rolled a 10 plus 5, so a 15.
Yep.
That hits. So then I'm going to take my d10. I'm going to roll my d10. 5 plus 4, so 9 damage.
Plus the 1 from the crowd, right?
No, that includes my necrotic damage, that plus 4. It's a plus 3 normally, but it's a plus 1.
1 with the necrotic.
Yeah, that's calculated on the D&D Beyond app.
I have to keep in mind he has 1 necrotic, too.
As long as these guys don't have necrotic resistance, which I doubt. But...
They're just humans.
You guys resistant to necrotic damage?
Don't forget you have...
Oh, I still have my bonus action. That's right. Rage.
He will have sap, so he has disadvantage against you next turn, right?
Yeah, I didn't use sap yet.
No, he did say he was going to hold off.
I didn't use sap yet. I believe it's something I can
use. Can you only use it once?
Like, cleave once per battle. And I'm assuming sap is the same thing. However, because I do have... Or because I am going to do that, I'm going to take advantage of my rage and frenzies. I can also attack a second time. Attack it, take 1 level of exhaustion, but still go for it.
That was
11 plus 5. So 16 probably hits. I'll do my d10 again.
Okay. I roll a 9.
You're dead. That's a 9.
I rolled a 9 plus 4, so 13 points of damage on that dude.
Dice are easier to read.
No, I'm okay with this.
They are pretty hard.
Wait, shit, some too.
I was over here last week.
Yeah, I know. I just really like my spiky dice. Reminds me of Orflail.
Mine have little owls inside them.
Mine have pink sparkling hearts.
Mine have spots.
I have some.
The other ones have gelatinous cubes.
Nice. Was the guy he attacked dead?
No. He's definitely not feeling good.
Is he bloody?
Oh, yeah.
Very bloody. He's pretty fucked up right now. And I'm going to take 1 point of exhaustion because I used frenzy and I made my second attack.
All right.
It's Ugga's time to shine.
Yep.
I'm going to... Enter rage with being upset with missing my last throw.
Sure.
Oh, she's happy about it.
Yeah, right. Did you hear it?
So that's your bonus action.
Action's going into rage?
Yep. So okay. You're going to drop. You can use your action to pull your...
Yeah, I'm going to pull my 25 feet of great axe back.
So you don't attack this time, then?
Well, he doesn't have to move, so he can use...
I'm not... Oh, shit. So then...
So I thought rage was a bonus.
It's bonus. Yeah.
Rage is bonus. So he's going to use his regular action to pull his sword back.
Okay.
And then he's not moving, so he's using his movement to pull his great axe back.
Gotcha.
I'm just going to swing it down into the main character's
main
head.
Character's head.
Main character's head.
Main character's
head.
Main
character.
Sure. MCE.
Well,
main character energy.
Mm-hmm. That's a 19.
Yeah.
We're rolling.
What do I add to that? Would that be strength?
You hold that. Now roll your damage.
You hit, now you're going to roll for whatever damage you have for whatever weapon.
So you have...
This is hand axe. Four of these say hand axe.
No, you don't want a hand axe. You're using your great axe.
Axe is
1d12.
Yeah, you have so many weapons.
Your great axe should be a 1d12.
Plus 3.
Plus 3.
That's a d12.
12. Add 3.
15.
He adds 4.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's 16. Stronger than I am.
Hell yeah.
I rolled a 12 plus 4 is 16.
Great.
Thank God we have barbarian.
Says one of the barbarians.
If it was next turn and you didn't use your bonus rage, you could use frenzy.
I'm sorry, we like it right now?
Not at all.
How far in his skull does my great axe go?
Doesn't go into his skull, but you'd hurt him. You didn't kill him.
Kill him. We'll ask how you did it. Okay. Yeah. From what we've gathered from all the other D&D we've seen.
How does it happen?
I'll say, how does it happen? Then you get to embellish.
Mortal Kombat picture.
But you made him bloodied in one hit.
That's pretty sick. That's pretty good. That's less than half health.
I got bloodied one. Hell yeah. He has bloodied both two so far.
All right. Now
Ash Brothers, baby.
Now the fun begins.
Boy.
Ugga. The two and Ugga.
I don't like the way he said that.
I rolled a 14.
My armor class is a 14.
Nice. Beats, beats.
I rolled a 14.
Oh, that's not what they're bones.
Okay.
That was already rolled as that. So that's another 9 points of damage. Then main character energy is going to swing at you.
There.
He also hits you.
I hit him.
He did less damage. He only did 8.
Still not good.
Then these two you are in combat with, they're still trying to stay away from the bear as much as possible. 16 plus 4, so 20.
Armor class is 15. They're hitting.
They rolled like shit, so that's 5.
Okay.
That one also hits. For a 10.
Jesus.
So you lost damage.
That definitely hurt. Yeah.
You lost 15 points?
Yep, 15. It took 49 minus 15, which would be 34.
Okay, I'm at 18 here.
All right.
Okay. What's your regular health? Oh, am I stronger than Obi's Dwarven Resilience?
Don't use that hand.
Because I'm enraged. So I take half all that damage.
You should have to.
So, yes.
Oh.
As a bear, I am going, wiping my brow. Because I almost changed damage,
you cut that in half. Does it just go to 3?
I think it goes to the higher.
You round it up.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I had 17 total.
So you would be...
You had
17 total.
I would do 9.
Okay.
Do the higher.
That is the benefit of us not having.
So that's much better. All right. I am going to try the multi attack again.
To the main character?
Yes. Rolling for the bite of 10 plus 3. So 13. Did I hit him with the bite?
Yep.
Bite him. I just want to know, where did you bite?
Well, let me see how I roll, and then I'll tell you where I bit him. All right. So I need a d6. Before piercing damage, I just bit his arm. Just the fleshy part. He's bleeding a lot. Bit him by his arm. Chomped him. And then I'm going to do with the claws. That was an 8. So I missed that one.
Yeah.
Got really pumped on biting him, and then I missed.
Is it claws times 2? Does it say?
It doesn't, actually. Unless I'm missing something.
It's 2 attacks, one with its bite and one with its claws.
Yeah. But it doesn't specify with the claws. So I figured
it only does the 2 attacks. It does 1 and then 1. That's lame. I'm trying to help you out.
I appreciate that.
You being a nice DM, the greatest DM we've had, counts too.
I was going to say, yes, you are the greatest DM we've ever.
When we're fighting magic users, our rage ain't going to do shit.
Yeah.
So that's where it's going to be.
Maybe I won't.
There's going to be like necrotic touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't like the way your necrotic touch sound sounds.
Is that what the Frag sound is?
Frag him.
Frag him. All right. Looking at the dude who I fucked up last time. Not going to use sap yet, once again. So I'm just going to roll at him because I'm going to try and take his ass out. So why do I keep on rolling sixes? I didn't do a fucking thing. Nope. All right, so that missed.
Frenzy.
I'm debating whether or not I want to add another point of exhaustion at the end of my turn.
What are the repercussions of exhaustion?
I'm going to push that dude. Give up with my bonus action.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll to push, which was a 17 plus 5, so 22. Jesus. Yeah, that dude, I'm just going to toss him back.
It's usually 5 feet.
Yeah, 5 feet. So I pushed him back a little bit.
Creating a distance.
I'm just trying to put distance between us.
All right.
That's my turn.
It's my turn, I believe. Is my great axe out of his body? Is it still stuck in there?
You went through his arm.
So I took his arm off?
You went through his arm. Didn't take his arm off. Oh. You went through his arm.
Oh.
Your blow glanced off his head and came down onto his shoulder.
Yeah. He's missing a flap. It's flat.
I almost lost him.
I'm going to take my great axe. I'm going to take another swing at him.
You wouldn't have to take it back. You
haven't thrown it. You still have it.
Keep in mind, you might have cleave.
He does have cleave.
Yeah.
What is cleave?
9 plus 4, 13.
13.
Yeah.
That hit?
Mm-hmm.
And then this one. No, that's... Is that 8 or 3? 3.
4, 7.
7 damage.
That's not...
Do you have frenzy?
And I'm still raging, so do I have another action?
Whether or not you are frenzied with your in your situation.
It does say frenzy. If you use reckless attack while rage is active.
What reckless attack? Is we could use reckless attack. Reckless attack gives you advantage on attack, but also leaves them open to hit until the end of the turn.
Well, if you turn the page, it says rules 54. So if you want to turn the page to 54 in the rule book.
Oh, yeah.
You do it.
You deal an additional frenzy as you...
Oh, we've been missing on the fact that when we're doing rage, we get an additional 2 damage, which we'll get next time.
So am I level 3 frenzy? Is that
we are currently level 4.
If you use a reckless attack while your rage is active, you deal an extra damage to the first target you hit on your turn with a strength-based attack to determine the extra damage roll a number of d6 equals to your rage damage bonus, and then add them together.
Your great axe is cleave once per turn.
What cleave does is it allows you to hit anybody within a 5-foot radius, including us. If, for example, like how I was positioned with my greatsword with those two guys, using my great axe, I could have cleaved both and hit both with one axe.
Potentially.
But with how close I am to Dag, that would also
probably
hit
wouldn't want.
I don't want to drive. I don't want to kill the bear.
Yeah, no, we don't want to.
Bear's not doing much, guys.
I know.
Except for people avoiding me.
I should have moved around them and pushed them into you.
Roll your 2d6 of additional damage.
Now, do you roll 2 dice at the same time normally, or can you roll the same die twice just to get the...
You're supposed to roll 2 dice.
2 different dice.
3 and a 5.
Got him!
How do you do it?
Oh, I just split him right in half with the great axe. Right down the middle.
We set him up.
Right where you cut him before.
Set him up,
like that
just
cut him in half.
Yep.
Bring it the rest down. I love
it. Finish what you started. There you go.
Beautiful.
His friends react at all? Or not his, presumably subordinates, do they react at all to his getting just fucking jacked?
They still hang out?
They're still hanging.
Okay.
No, he didn't get jacked. He got split.
Yeah.
So, that was you.
Yeah.
Okay. Howie Man's number one just saw you split his friend in half.
Our eyes lock because he's fucked up next.
19 definitely hits. So that's going to be 3 because I already did your half.
Cool. Well, we're trying to be Jordan.
You, first one. 16 hits.
Yes.
And that's going to be 4. I already did your half.
Sorry?
I said it's going to be
he
4.
You kind of for half
already. He's doing our halves for us. Right.
The next one moves up. That's going to be 16 also. And that's going to be 5.
All right. Oof. I'm glad I'm raging.
The guy that didn't take a pot shot last time, now that you took down the guy who yelled at you at the start, he's going to take his pot shot.
At me?
At 15, which is going to hit your armor class. That's the other die for 4.
Is that my half or not?
That's your half.
Back to where I'm starting before my half hat came kicked in.
That will bring back Dag.
Bear attack.
So.
Bear.
Now, do you have anything other than multi-attack that you're...
I have bite, but then I would only have one.
It's mostly multi-attack.
I wasn't sure what that second one there was.
I would go towards a guy that's... not next to me, yeah, but that guy's back.
I was gonna say, if you want to go after that archer before he starts pulling an arrow.
I have 2 questions. To revert from wild shape, what does that... Does it consume anything? Like
it's
an action or a
bonus action.
It's a bonus action, okay. And then if I were to move, would I be opportunity attacked?
No, they're...
By 15 feet.
He's over here. Okay. No one...
All right, I am going to revert back to my normal shape and move forward 15 feet.
Okay, cool.
She picked up what I was putting down.
I'm going to try my Thunder Wave first. A 15-foot cube, which is why I moved away from my compatriots.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to hit the two guys in front of Frackham, or at least one of them.
Hit the
one. The one guy and the guy next to me. I can hit 2.
Cubed out from you, 15 feet. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, cool. All right.
Couldn't you cheat that guy in front of me?
I don't think so. I think he's
he's in the position that I'm in. He's he's 1 square away.
If I did move, I only move 15 feet, so I do have some more movement. Should I move over 1 more square to include him?
No,
because that could put us in danger.
All right, so then I am
going to
need each creature within a 15-foot cube must make a constitution saving throw.
Or what's the DC they have to beat?
Let me double check.
I'm pretty positive this first one didn't do it.
Like, it's not telling me on the card I have, unless I'm missing it.
What's your spell? What's your spell?
It's a level one spell.
No, what's your spell save?
My spell. Sorry, yep. My spell save is 12.
Okay. Yes. What is it? It's a...
It's Thunderwave, and it was just make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. So, first guy misses.
It really sucks. It would really suck if it was even one.
Deck misses.
Okay, everybody still gets half damage.
That's fair.
No, they missed their block.
Their constitution saving throw, so they get... Okay. I was just making sure everybody... I need another
D8. I want mine.
He's already dead. That one's there. That one's there. This one is out. This one's out also. Cause
mm-hmm. Over just there. Those two.
Those okay. two.
They both failed.
They both failed.
Okay, so then I'm going to roll these D8s, right? Yep. Okay, so it's 2d8 damage, and they get pushed 10 feet away. So the first one's going to take 8 damage.
They both will take the exact
same. 8 damage, and they get pushed 10 feet away.
So that would take him over y'all.
One square is 5 feet. One square is 5 feet.
Correct, right? Unless yeah. it's diagonal. That would be the
three whole squares.
Two squares.
Two squares, sorry, my bad.
So he goes all the way away.
He can move like that into the bushes. Straight down.
Yeah.
It's a good turn.
Woo!
Hell yeah. Go dag. Go dag.
All right.
My turn?
Yep.
I'm going to move 5 feet forward. I'm just going to try and finish him off. I don't got anything special. Nothing funky. Hitting him with a nat one.
Ah! Could not just, have been just, more than a swing and a miss.
I'm Muhammad Ali. Bobbing even all over the place.
With that said, I'm not going to let this go to waste. I'm going to take that second exhaustion point.
I thought you were.
Then I'm taking another swing. It's going to give me an 11 plus 5, so a 15. Or 16.
Yeah.
All right.
I told Fash to make you forget math there, buddy.
Yeah, basically.
Yes.
That's my
D12.
D10, 4 plus 8 damage.
Oh.
So.
Missed the first time.
First swing. He misses. Second swing, necrotic green streak flying off the sword comes up, takes this dude's arm from underneath the armpit out, just takes off like the side of his face too.
Wow, like, just because you
could have missed mixed with brain matter.
Purple
and,
mist.
Yeah,
purple mist.
And
brain.
This dude just goes, collapses to the ground. He looks at the sword that is now on its first kill afterwards, and he's just like, maybe I will start worshiping Lathander.
Come to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to Lathander moment?
Basically, I had my come to Lathander.
Episode. That's the episode of the time.
Frackham's there. Come to Lathander moment.
Frackham looks at the guy, the dag, pushed away. He was also a little fucked. He's still pretty fucked up. And just looks at him. He's like, you're fucking next. Yeah. He just, his dude just like, oh. Like he's pissed. Jacked up his friend.
These brothers are full effect.
I was going to say, he's a little nervous.
Now I know how Team Canada felt those first 9 seconds of the game.
Woo.
Those were my actions. So.
My turn?
No.
Who's that?
Also, Dag, now back in regular form, has Hellish Rebuke as a reaction. Just to remind everybody, mostly myself, so I don't forget
it. How does Hellish Rebuke work again? Is that against any attack?
It's a reaction response to taking damage from a creature I can see within 60 feet.
Okay.
That was a bear until very recently.
And Phil. How about a stinking cloud?
No.
A film's about a so 20 fit. It's about a 20 thing. So is their own... person's gonna have to roll also.
We're gonna have to roll for him.
It is a con save.
Am I not included in that, am
no,
I?
You are.
Am I?
Yeah.
And
they failed theirs.
I get a D10 plus 3 plus 1 for my ring of protection on saving throw.
No, you're good.
Okay. So then I got a 14.
So you're good.
I fucking stinks.
I rolled an 8.
You failed.
Is that poison?
The cloud lingers until a strong gust disperses it. Each creature that starts their turn within the mist must succeed on a constitution saving throw or have the poison condition until the end of turn. While poisoned in this way, the creature can't take an action or bonus action.
Yeah, I think you already rolled yours, didn't you?
Was it that one I'm supposed to roll?
It's so bad, you can't even focus on doing anything other than how bad the stank is. It's a big fart cloud. Somebody just farted on us.
So I'm just straight up. Is 0 the 10 or 0 the 8?
0's.
I'm just asking.
You would have rolled the 20, but the 0 is a 10.
Okay. So what one was I supposed to roll?
The D20.
A D20.
That's not the one I rolled. I apologize.
Well, that's good. Maybe you're not going to get sick from farts.
I got a 10.
You don't have any plus for constitution or anything? Any saving throw?
Plus 3. Save. 13.
Not enough.
Wait, your saving throw might be higher. Double check. It's not just your constitution. It's make sure it's your saving throw.
Plus 5. Yeah, 5. He makes it.
All right, cool. It just smells bad. Throw is
than your other
it just smells bad.
Frackham, did you pass?
Yeah, but you're in there, so you're going to have to roll it at the start of your turn.
Okay.
Now.
I have to roll this again.
So we rolled it when it happened now every time we started 20 turn.
Plus.
You're good.
So I can attack or not?
You can attack.
Bugger takes his cloak and puts it in his mouth.
I've taken worse poops in the woods.
My brother produces more stink in a hangover.
Traveling with a woman who my turns into a bear.
My brother's beer.
She grew up in the woods.
I grew up in the woods.
Like just you're used
to the morning breath and the ale the night before.
My question is, since the great axe is still tied to the 25 feet of rope, can I swirl that overhead to create like a gust, like a cyclone type effect where it might blow that dust, that cloud away?
A gust of wind moves at 30 feet per second. I don't know if you can make that gust.
Would that be a strength check?
We can do it as a performance check.
Performance check? Is that a d20?
Mm-hmm. Everything's d20 unless it states otherwise.
And looks
17.
Like do you have any plus for performance?
Plus 1, 18.
Holy shit!
You move some of the stuff around.
You're spinning like a ballerina.
Yeah, you're spinning like a ballerina.
Everybody's impressed.
You got some of it away, but
it's lingering.
It's lingering. It's not going to last as long as they were hoping for.
Nice.
Quick question. Excellent. Have we noticed this person who is off in the...
Nope. You just saw them.
Okay.
This is like a fart cloud showed up.
Was that my bonus action or a performance check?
That was your performance check, your action.
Okay, so I still get a bonus action rage.
You could... frenzy away if you want.
But you will take a point of exhaustion damage. Again, I'm still not entirely sure how exhaustion. I'm going to look that up while we're sitting here talking.
What happens when I frenzy?
Smack him with a sword.
I'm going to smack the only guy close to me.
Your axe?
My great axe. That's a 15 plus
yep, you're hit.
Regular d6 for damaging.
Great axe is a 12, my dude. This one.
This one. A 1.
Plus 4.
So 5. Where do you see that plus 4 at? Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to. All right, then everyone, so it's down here. Okay, that. Sorry.
Yeah, so.
That's.
All right.
Wait.
Quinn, this is where I looked into exhaustion levels. I didn't realize how brutal exhaustion is.
It can be real brutal.
Exhaustion is. When you roll a d20, you subtract 2 times your exhaustion levels. Every time I roll a d20, I'm going to be taking 4 off of mine.
What is our exhaustion level? Where do we...
Yours is 1 because you've used a frenzy. I've used 2, though.
Roll a 7, it's now a 5. Roll a 7, it's now a 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do I have... Great. I don't have another attack, do I? Okay.
But he's hurt. You smacked him in the side of the head. But...
The blade's down now.
Yeah.
Blade's like... down. He took the shaft to the side of the head.
Took the broad side of the great axe.
Okay.
As the person in the woods that we currently can't see. Disregard.
Well, you could do an investigation check to see what caused that cloud of smoke, right?
What would take my action, though?
You're going to have to roll to see if you get through that action. I have to pee really bad.
Okay. We will take a quick break. Please take the microphone off.
Everybody's interested. So since we're barbaric, unless everybody's interested.
Have you paused for...
That's where the money is, Shane.
20 sides. Right. 20 sides. Is not as long as Critical Role. Their episodes are between 30 and 45 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, I'm going to take a look at that.
You said 20 Critical sides?
Critical freaking like 4 hours long per episode.
It is. It's a lot.
Their first stuff on YouTube doesn't have a camera. They finally get cameras, I think, towards the end of season one.
Yeah.
They're just on episode 13 or... their 13 comes out tomorrow or 14 comes out tomorrow.
Cool.
Have you watched Encounter Party?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
All right,
we haven't finished it yet. I'm
where are we at now? Whose turn is it? We were trying to figure out if you can do your investigative check.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering where the investigation check would fall. Would that take my bonus action or regular action? Because if it's a regular action, I might, since I'm not within opportunity attack range, just walk forward. I saw the stinking cloud on this side, so I'm guessing it had to come from
this
way.
And you didn't see anybody. There's nobody there who looks like they're capable of...
I didn't hear anybody cast stinking cloud.
Yeah.
But make your constitution save throw.
I do. It's true. natural one.
Well, so you can still walk forward, though.
But you took the poison condition.
So I'm going to walk forward 3 squares, 15 feet to be within range of this person.
You were here.
Yep.
3.
No, she was closer.
If she moves diagonally, it doubles. Oh,
it's doubles, yeah. You can do up to beard. 3 more. Can you move me 2 more closer to her? Can I see her now?
You can see a humanoid in the trees.
Dag just like screams out. Like,
somebody in the trees! Hey, somebody over here farting. Because I'm gagging.
They had
because
the beans.
It smells so
they
bad.
Had
I've
the
been poisoned.
Oh, they had rancid meat.
Their road beef went bad. You just hear that repeatedly.
This is great.
And just watching.
I almost threw up on that one.
Just watching subscribers. GT1 come off.
The green puke emoji comes out of nowhere.
Fucking so exhausting.
What am I seeing? What am I?
You can see a humanoid in the trees. It's very dense cover.
Okay.
There's a reason they pick their spots.
Lurking in the dark.
Send him clouds.
Dig. Frack him.
Frack him looks to the guy. Seconds have passed since my last attack. My continued
you
stare at the guy pushed
yeah,
back by Dag.
You wouldn't even notice the cloud is
weird. Yeah, no, yeah. And not to mention that I don't really give a shit about it to begin with because of dwarven resistance. But anyway, so I'm going to basically move forward 5 feet, which I can still do despite my exhaustion levels. Because just for the record, so everybody knows, exhaustion, as far as speed goes, your speed is reduced by 5 times your exhaustion level.
You can't move at all?
You can like 5 feet.
I was able to move to the guy I'm about to attack.
Yep.
And to make things worse, D20 test is effective. When you make a D20 test, the roll is reduced by 2 times your exhaustion level. So I, again, we talked about this before. I'm going to take 4 off whatever I roll here. That's fantastic because I've been rolling great.
Cool.
That's a single digit.
That's a 9.
Yeah, I rolled a 9. So we a 9 plus...
Minus 5.
Wait, no, because I get plus my attack roll, so...
You minus into a 9?
9 plus 5.
Minus 4.
Minus 4.
You got a
10. Is a 10, so...
Nope.
Just nothing. Yeah, so I just... I am not going to take 1 more exhaustion level, so I am not going to attack him again. However, at this point, I can't disengage. I'm just going to toss that one back real quick. 4. Yeah, so I'm going to take a 4 on that.
Oh, no.
Wait.
We bought the same. Where are my fingers at?
Cool. I'm going to take a bonus action, toss back a light potion. What's my roll for light potion?
It's a D4, right?
Yep.
Or is it a D6?
D4.
All right, cool.
I should have said D6. Whatever one's on the tippy top.
I know, I'm trying to figure out.
Dude, you need a better
one.
Can you stop using this pointy one?
I know, yeah.
Use regular dice.
Yeah. We can have my pointy dice.
We can take acrylic markers and make the numbers like black to see them.
Put those in jail.
I can get you whatever you want.
Put those in,
jail.
Put those in jail.
I'm going to use my crystal anvil.
Oh, I'm going to use my...
I'm just trying to help you.
It said I had a... It says... Spell attack plus 4. Should I have added a plus 4 to that Thunder Wave? Should I add a plus 4 moving forward? I just wanted to double check. Because Thunder Wave was a level 1.
Thunder Wave is a save, but doesn't get a plus.
Gotcha. Understood.
Alright, so is it my turn now after Frackham just swung and miss again? You can't even drink right, and you're drunk.
Oh man, I'm feeling pretty shitty right now.
Dang. Did Dag yell out person in the woods?
I dragged in between the gagging. I was like, "There's somebody out here! There's a humanoid in the trees!"
Okay, can I see Dag? They're both still in the fog, right?
She's still slightly in the fog, lifting because you did a pretty good job of moving the cloud, but it's still there.
Roll constitution save.
You will still have to roll constitution save.
Okay. That's a 5. Plus...
Not your con save.
Oh, yeah. Is really... 10.
So you failed your con save on that one.
Am I done?
You can't do a bonus action or an action.
You're poisoned. You're poisoned from how stanky it is.
Look who I lived with.
You have better resistance.
Male shits, dude.
Should be. So, should be immune to it.
Don't stink.
Speak for yourself. I still remember the morning after my bachelor party. Beer should stink.
Beer farts are nice and loud and hilarious, but...
Guinness.
Huh?
They will.
You'll feel
them. Drink a heavy ass beer, then yeah.
Guinness blonde ones smell bad.
So.
I have a Guinness video.
There's a 6-pack in the fridge. That is
the anniversary, everybody.
Right?
Except for Tanner. Yeah. The best games we've ever had, too.
It's the most fun we have to. No, that time I threw somebody into the back of the wagon.
Yeah, when the
squonk
had everybody crying. I was on the floor crying the whole time, but it was still a good time.
I threw the guy into the back of
I need you to do a wisdom saving throw.
Lucky for you. I am...
Beat a 14.
She's going to throw a 12.
I get a plus 5. I got a 14. Meat already beats. And then suck it because it's 19.
We have college educations. That's cool.
My intelligence?
You won. So if that...
Good. I just get up and...
The one in front of you... Quinn has to make it save. It fails, so it doesn't either attack.
Ah,
it doesn't attack you either. The one in front of you attacks.
There's none in front of him.
Behind me.
Right there.
Oh. Behind me, in front of me.
He definitely hits.
Why'd you point 22. At me? Don't forget you're still only taking half damage.
7, 4.
You took 4 damage. You sure? You can't even drink your potion, right?
Then this other one got pushed and has to do a check. And it doesn't pass either, so it does nothing. The only one got hit was you, and that's the rest of them. Then we go...
I'm still in the cloud, right?
You have one more step. So step out of it first.
Okay, I would like to step out.
But doesn't she have to make a constitution save first?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Do I do the constitution save first before I step out?
Yeah, she has
to. A 4? What'd you get?
I get a plus 1 on saves, plus 2... 11.
No. It didn't do anything last turn, so if that makes you feel better.
How do these guys roll for poison, the poison damage that they take? Are they just rolling
Or is the poison that we can't attack?
The poison that you can't
attack. It smells so bad, we might as well be poisoned.
It smells so bad, you
just can't. Our noses are in.
You're just losing your action.
Right now. We're losing our lunch, our dinner, and everything. Can I still move? Okay, so after I failed, so I'm gagging and coughing and choking, I would like to move out of the stink cloud. Cool. All right.
Nah, okay. Wait, if she failed her constitution, this isn't against you, but she can still move. I failed mine, but I couldn't move. You didn't tell me. You said I couldn't do anything.
We can't.
You
do
said ankle. I couldn't do anything. Seems to me means moving at all.
That's a free action. Sorry.
Yeah, you. Action is like an attack.
Oh, there's gonna be an action here, quick.
I mean,
Ugga moved. Do you want to have moved? He threw an F bomb at you.
I got that. Anyway.
I'm glad it came in handy.
Dag did her thing.
Bury your sword in that bubble.
Swing at this dude again.
8! Let's go!
So 14 plus 5, so 19. Hitting him. Hitting him with regular attacks.
Wait, is it regular
D6?
No, it's D10.
Oh. Which is... Wait, no. That's...
Where?
It's the round ones.
Here.
It's the round...
You say D6 or
D10? D10. This one, right?
No, that's a D8.
It's this one.
Oh, this one. It was behind his cord. That's why I couldn't see it.
That is a 4. Plus up 6.
No,
six
you have damage. To roll 2D6. Roll 2D6 extra.
What? For what?
So you roll one of those and then a 2D6.
Frenzy. You roll an additional 2D6 damage.
Okay. 5 plus...
4. Plus 2.
Plus your modifier for your already for your damage.
Plus... 2 because the bar you're talking about my modifier just be on
so you're 9. You rolled a 4.
Oh, plus 4, plus 2, plus 6. That's
12.
Damn. Alright. I guess the exhaustion comes into play.
Exhaustion comes into play with the math.
Okay, frenzy.
Shame I saw my face, but
being
I'm like,
in a frenzy is
another
than
title of this episode. Math is hard.
Math is hard.
Okay.
So you hit the bad guy for how much?
He is 12. He's in real rough shape.
Okay.
Your turn, my dude.
He almost called you a though.
But he calls me grandma when I call him on the phone. Okay. How far in the circle am I?
You're pretty much dead center.
No, radiated off. You have to go here. Get out.
Can I go that way or move closer to
him? The guy next to you?
Yes.
Okay, you don't want to move until you hit him because he's got an opportunity. You could take the risk of an opportunity attack. Okay. Depends on your health.
You could push him with a bonus action and then move out.
I have to make my constitution save throw.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying.
Yeah.
So if I do my constitution save throw and it's not good, can I still back out?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
That's not good. It's a 4.
So you back out?
Yeah.
That's thank you.
I'm going to back out till I'm out of the cloud.
You're out of the cloud.
Didn't get hit with an opportunity?
We'll have to see if the guy fails his constitution saving throw.
Not.
So he's going to get you with an opportunity. That's okay. It might not be that bad.
20.
The 20 was the constitution saving throw. The 17 for hit. Actually, perfect. Only three.
Is that halved?
That's your halved, yeah. See, it didn't even do much. Just a slight graze as you're walking out of the utter garbage.
Kay. Wow. Flesh swords, udders, stink clouds. This episode has it all. People being split in half.
All right. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw again.
All right, so that's a 5 plus 2 plus 1. That's an 8.
Okay. You are now prone and incapacitated.
What?
For a duration. And you are laughing hysterically.
You got me, Tasha's vicious laughter.
Vicious mockery.
What's the insult?
No, vicious laughter, yeah.
If anybody's viciously mocking me, they better give me a good insult.
At the end I'll of take it. Each I'm of laughing. Its turns, each time it takes damage, it makes another wisdom saving throw. The target has an advantage on save if the save is triggered by...
What was that first time you said... Was that
Tiggered? The wonderful thing about Tiggers is so they don't help in fights. It's not.
You are now just...
I am laughing so hard. Because the idea of just a fart cloud that big, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
That's what she put in my head. She was like, a fart cloud that big, how funny. And I was like, I can't. I literally can't breathe. Both because of the fart cloud and how funny it is. So I'm on the floor laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was about to thorn whip.
You're not whipping.
I wasn't about to thorn. I was about to thorn whip that bitch out the tree, but no, I'm not.
All right, this one needs to make it save.
Okay.
It makes it save.
Bitch.
So it's going to move to Ugga. Hits 5 damage.
Okay. Ooh. Why?
Because it made it save.
Oh shit.
12 doesn't hit you, right?
No.
What's your health at, Aga? 11.
This one.
Got to, man. I'm late. I mean, I'm on the ground laughing if he didn't.
Once you take care of this dude, you help Dag. I can only move 15 feet without a dash.
Fart. So bad, we can't even focus.
Basically.
This comes over to you. He's actually going to start tying you up.
Oh.
And you guys. You have to come through to save me.
That's fair.
Can you roll me a strength save?
That was an 18 plus 0 plus 1 is 19.
All right, so he's trying to tie you up, but he is...
I am rolling on the ground.
You're making it so hard.
Oh, it's like trying to put pajamas on a toddler.
There you go. Yeah.
Basically.
He's trying to...
He's trying to trick if you want me
to. You are winning that battle hardcore.
You go, Glen Coco.
He can't even tie me up.
Dag, I need you to make your wisdom saving throw now.
It's going to be a 5. That's so funny, I rolled so low.
All right, at this point, I'm done fucking around. I'm going to use Reckless Attack, because I'm going to really hope this works out, and plus that'll hopefully help with my... So can I just grab a d20 here? All right, so 2 d20s, I'm going to roll for the higher one. Cool, so a 17 plus 5 minus 4.
17 was your highest roll?
Yes.
Or your second highest roll?
It was a 9.
I'm rolling with advantage because I have...
Oh.
So...
I was definitely, like, holy fuck, 2 things over 17 in a row?
Good for you. I'm going to do my d10. Roll my other 2.
Your sixes, yep.
5 and a 6. Plus 2. 13 points of damage. Boom. Frackham takes the hilt of his longsword. Hits him in the stomach. The dude doubles over. And Frackham just straight up, right out of my... I can't remember what movie it is. I think it's Gladiator. Just takes that longsword and just... plunges it down, just severing the dude's spine. He's dead. Turns around, looks back at the group. I'm exhausted, huffing and puffing, red-faced, still pissed.
This dude you've pretty much cleaved in half.
So I'm turning around, and I'm just...
tired. You're allowed to be tired.
Like,
the only
one
doing
just totally out of breath, and I'm like, shit, I gotta go now. I gotta run through this cloud, which luckily...
You don't.
What's that?
You don't, because unless you're running to her.
Well, yeah, I am running towards that situation, but I can only move 15 feet because of exhaustion. So it's 3 squares.
1, 2, 3. So I didn't make it far.
I don't have dash either because I used my other.
You're in a cloud now.
Yes, but I am a dwarf, so I have dwarven resilience, which allows me to roll with advantage against poison.
All right. So he went. I'll go.
I'm out of the cloud now, mm-hmm. So no, I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Except one level looks on.
What?
Minus two to every roll. And
okay.
You lose 5 feet, basically.
I'm going to grab this guy. I'm going to grapple him.
Do a strength check.
Get your
d20.
D20.
That says 19 plus 4 for strength. 23.
Minus 2. Still good.
21.
21 versus 16, yeah. You grappled him.
And now I want to throw him in the air.
You grappled him.
Okay.
That's your action.
You guys are locked in a wrestling.
You have him controlled. Next turn, you can tie him up.
Right now, you wouldn't be able to throw him right now. You're just... That
I'm just locked in.
You are locked in. You
can
a bonus action to start wrapping him up if you want.
But if you do that, you're going to end up like me with that other level of exhaustion.
I take out 25 feet of rope and tie him up.
How are you taking it out when grappled?
Oh, that's...
So, like...
In theory, you could use the rope tied to your axe to try and do that, but you can't do it with this... You can't do it on this turn.
Yeah.
You're basically your bonus
action... Incapacitated.
So he's in a sleeper hold right now, essentially.
He can't get
out. Okay.
He's not going
to attack me.
He can't attack you.
Cool.
You're going to have to do a strength check when he comes up.
Yep. But then once you get him with the arm...
It'll be his action, so he won't be
able to. But then when you redo it, as long as your strength check holds up, you can get your rope.
Or...
King of strength check.
Smack him against a tree.
He definitely failed.
6.
Beats my 5.
Damn. Wait. Is that
crack
your
him.
D20?
Should break up.
So he does break free.
Yeah.
He
just
wants
sorry.
To break free.
Just enough to break free.
Do I use my modifier for that too or not?
Oh,
yeah. So I rolled a 2 plus a 4. So it was a 6, 2, 4.
It still gave you a 4. Shit.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. So
between him not telling me I could move after I do a constitution save.
Sorry.
I need you to do your strength check to see if he can tie you up. Paige, you just need to roll not a 1 because everything else is probably winning.
16 roll.
He is still trying and you are winning.
Tie him.
And I'm still laughing at myself. You see this guy over here trying to tie me up?
All right.
Oh my God.
I believe in you. I can't drive home with that.
He's going to slide over here. All right. He can see it. All right.
You can see what?
Okay. You conjure spinning daggers in a 5-foot cube.
The guy that just got away.
This guy moved through here.
Oh, Fart Cloud.
We don't know what it is.
Fart Master Flex.
You conjure spinning daggers in a 5-foot cube centered on a point within range, which will be you. Each creature in that area takes 4d4 slashing damage. A creature also takes this damage if it enters or ends a turn in this cube. On later turns, it will take an action to move this cube up to 30 feet.
How does Cloud of Daggers work from a magic stiff for barbarians with rage? I know it is magic.
It's slashing.
Oh, so he still takes half. Yeah, okay, cool. So you still only take half damage from that.
It's 4d4, so at most you would get 16.
That's some shit.
4. Didn't even roll halves. 4. Didn't even get half. He also takes 4. The guy's fighting you.
You never took your potion.
No, he didn't. He eventually figured it out.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so back to Dag.
Better try to get out of this fucking laughter? Okay. It's a wisdom, right? 14. Plus 2, plus 1.
You're out.
None of that was funny. None of that shit was all that funny. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
You can use your bonus action to stand up if you want to.
I would like to stand up.
No, she's still in her 10-foot high persona or whatever her character
is. 6'9", I thought that'd be funny.
What's that human? 5'5", 5'11".
That's like
Kane normal height. IRL.
I stood up. Very, as a fellow short person, you were being extraordinarily generous with 5'11".
But that was my action, right?
But you're back in the...
Hey, I'm not laughing anymore. It's cool. So, cool, you guys.
Rackham, all right. So I'm going to, because we have not identified who the hell or what the hell this is. Dag knows there's a person out there.
Yep. She didn't see it move because she was in the middle of
life. So yeah, I saw it in the trees and then I fell down laughing.
So I'm going to move my extra...
One.
You're in this cloud roll first.
Okay. All right, so that's a D20, right?
Yep, roll to see if you can do anything else.
Plus my constitution.
Oh, no, he's a dwarf.
And I'm a dwarf, so I have dwarven resistance.
You have dwarven resistance, but you have your minus 4. 13.
Plus your constitution.
My constitution, plus 3.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so I'm good.
Solid,
there.
You're moving through. Cool. That'll allow you to sprint through if that's your goal.
No, I'm not going to use my dash. I'm going to use my investigation check to figure out what that is.
Sure.
15 plus 1.
No, investigation.
Yeah, investigation. Okay, yes, you're right. 18. Minus 4. 14.
Judging by the laughing, you've seen this and you saw the daggers, you have realized that you are in combat with a bard.
There's a bard out there. Cool.
Told you it was bards.
You know what's funny is you actually did say that, and you went.
I have a bonus action. I'm trying to think what I can do with that bonus action. Not getting one more level of exhaustion. No way. So I guess I'm just going to. Okay, so my question to you is, can I guess, will the rules allow me to use my. Nope, because that's throwing, so disregard. I am going to do nothing with my bonus action.
Sure.
I can't think of anything to do right now. My question is relate to potions. And I have no idea how this applies to regular D&D. I'm only thinking of Baldur's Gate 3 here. If I throw a potion at a teammate, will that work to heal them? No? Okay. That's what I figured.
I always thought that was weird, but
I just wanted to check.
It didn't feel like a cop-out in the game, yeah. Because the people don't even take bludgeoning damage. Which is bullshit, because if I throw a potion at you, you should take at least one bludgeoning damage for getting hit with a bottle. But okay.
So, yeah, that's what I wasn't sure with. So, yeah, just for reference, no throwing potions to heal your teammates.
All right.
Cool. All right, I'm just going to hold up because I made my max movement. Using my action, so I'm good.
That brings up...
You. So he broke free from me last time. I'm going to take my great axe and swing at him. A 10 plus strength.
Your strength.
Your weapon.
You're a plus 6.
16.
Minus 2 for the exhaustion.
Minus 2. So
14. Cool. Yeah. Regular D6 for damage.
No, it's your 12.
It's your D12, and then I roll 2d6s again? Yeah.
11.
Plus 2d6.
I'm going to say it's enough.
5.
So, 16.
Kill him, that guy.
That was my first action, because I'm still raging.
You could...
You're also still in the cloud deck.
No.
He moved out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I moved out.
Okay.
I swung down one time, and now I'm just going to...
You can go into another state of
emergency. Can I advise that this... I know you want to kill him. Wait to kill him, because removing exhaustion levels, which I cannot believe, this is some shit.
I have a bonus action. I'm going to take a potion, because I have 5 light potions. Is that a D20?
Removing exhaustion levels?
20. D4.
Yeah.
When all the numbers are the same at the top, that's what you get.
The reason I advise against that, Quinn...
Plus your level. Did you get your plus...
He did not get plus 4, so you get an additional 4.
What do I get for a light potion?
30.
You got 8.
You got HP back.
Okay.
Cool. But, yeah, Quinn, the reason I was advising against this is because I didn't realize it before. Doing a long rest only removes one exhaustion level, so I have to do 2 long rests before I get rid of my exhaustion levels. And that's rough.
Good looking out, I say from across.
All right.
Far away.
So I'm down to 4.
He jumps out.
So Fartmaster Flex finally
jumps out.
Brr.
He goes...
Is he in the fart cloud now?
No, he's out of it. He looks... He goes, clearly we cannot settle this without more bloodshed. I'm willing to leave with my compadres and let you pass for free. If you don't kill me.
All right, DM, are
he's got
we...
good intimidation.
Mine's plus 3.
You guys have already intimidated him.
I want
to
see.
He's trying to give up, but
I don't.
He needs to pay us in order for him. So my very uncharismatic ass, and I'm not gonna roll anything for it. I'm gonna let everyone. Bitch, you're paying us.
I was gonna say we're gonna talk. Everybody's gonna hear us, but there's only 3 guys left alive. So why was this guy hiding in the trees? Maybe he's not even part of this group. I don't think we should trust him.
I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
Guys, I say we keep.
We have been at this for over 2 hours.
I'm ready for it to end.
So okay. I don't know. Like, I look around at you guys in a very uncharismatic manner. I'm still raging. I got 5 turns left.
Not ready to stop fighting because I don't trust that this guy just jumped out of the trees and was like, "Whoa, let's just play cool, guys." After I just farted all over you, made you laugh, couldn't do anything.
He just threw you in a cloud of daggers.
A dagger cloud.
Yeah, he did.
But it's up to you. Or not necessarily, but a unanimous decision.
I don't trust it.
I challenge him to a strength contest.
He's a bard. He's not going to address that. I'm no match for you.
Clearly
you're clearly a half-orc. There's no...
Can I challenge him?
This is a human bard.
Dex save versus
this
strength.
This is a human bard.
I do have plus one for performance.
Yeah.
Very funny.
My charisma is 12. Challenge you to a dance contest.
Duel. All right, Yugi.
Guys, I don't know. I don't trust it.
We just laid these dudes out. There's this dude over here. We don't know if he's alive or dead.
He looks unconscious.
We can't even see him, can we?
We can see him. He looks unconscious.
You can see him.
We're not sure.
Are we in combat still, or are we? Are his combat kind of semi ended?
It would still go around combat. Until
okay.
It's just like his action was attempt at surrender.
Is that his action? Attempt at surrender.
Yep. And what he does is he ends his concentration. His concentration ends.
What does that mean?
So that guy got up. He was keeping that guy down. I don't know. So we walked up.
These are bandits.
So he has a real cool thing where he can do ritual. He can ritually make anyone look dead.
So we don't even know if that guy's alive or not. Or,
yes, he just stood up.
Sorry, a friend or a foe.
Against this guy that cast the thing. Okay. We've already killed the three of them. I don't trust him.
But
she yells.
This is a small group of highwaymen. Which usually means a larger group. Do you want?
I say.
Do you go after the small fry, or do you let him take a walk and then maybe not get chased down later down the road because he comes back with people?
The thing is, if we don't take out these 1, 2, 3 that I noticed that fourth one stood up, 4 people, this might turn into a problem down the road. What do you guys want to do?
Frackham looks at the bard and says, fine. But what are you going to give us? I'm going to roll an 8. Plus 1. Minus 4.
I'm giving you guys your lives. You get to walk away.
Does anybody else want
to? I'm going to roll for insight to see if this guy...
What's his deal?
What was he like? How full of shit is he? Because he's
the bard, so he's
if trying to discern, is he bluffing? Because he knows, or is this a fight we shouldn't participate in? I got a 12 plus 2, so 14.
This is a bard that has only cast 3 spells and has no damage on him. And you guys are all hurting. 2 of you guys do not take magic well.
And he's literally, hey guys, let's just not do that.
Wisdom saving throw or charisma. Well, actually, would it be a wisdom or a charisma saving throw for anything he throws? I guess it could be either.
Wisdom is a lot of his stuff.
Yeah, like better. Wisdom's better, but it's still a 0 or plus 0 for me. So it's not a great spot for me. I've already tried my give me all your shit.
I'll try
pick their bodies.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, he'll let you.
They're willing to run away right now.
They're willing to leave.
Everybody parts. Not friends, but is...
You guys pass through. They don't have names. They don't know any of you. So you pass through. They leave their wagon. They can still do stick and rob everyone else.
But they bailed.
You guys have stopped Robin Hood and...
Yeah.
His band.
These men in tights, you guys have accomplished.
Oh, it was a trap to get people to help. Gotcha. Didn't he try to help? Just
you guys
started attacking.
You guys, when I was writing this, I was like, there's a chance that they're going to be like, they hate bullies. And then I realize it's going to help. They're just going to be like, we're going to get rid of those bullies.
That's right.
Exactly what you guys did. So I was like,
well, okay.
Murder hobos.
Dagnathia is going to... I'm at full health, too.
Must be nice.
Are we able to know what level he is, what HP he is, anything like that? We don't really know what his... I don't think... We know he could be the level 6 or level 8 or some shit like that. We can...
Ugga drops his great axe.
But what would be the... Okay, so what would be the reasoning for somebody full health? Unless he's out of fucking wits.
It's just... he's going to start taking damage real quick because that dude is close to being dead.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know if he's a hostile?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's dead. Okay, so that guy's a hostile. So we still basically have 3 hostiles. So it's still 4 on 3. Us not surrendering, we're going to almost restart this battle.
All right, I'm going to try one intimidation check to get some money out of this guy. Just
persuasion and charisma.
Go for it.
No, go ahead. Go first.
You sure? You don't want to give us money? My voice cracked. At first, they were afraid, but then... No.
People less than 10 and 15.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. So, this, I'm going to roll the D20 for my persuasion, but that's also my charisma modifier as well, or not?
No, it's whatever your modifier over here says.
So, if you're rolling... persuasion is a plus one.
Yep.
So, you get a plus one minus...
Two?
Two.
Minus two.
One last chance to give us what you have, and we will leave. 18 minus 2, 18 plus 1 is 19 minus 2. 17.
One last chance to give us what we have?
No, to give us the money to go away.
I'm giving you your lives.
All right, so he's not...
You have nothing for me. You're a half-orc. You have nothing for me. I'm bard. Clearly, we have nothing compatible besides lives.
We do have something we can give them.
What a way for Tanner to start the next game when he comes back. So, okay, so what happened? You're like, didn't you listen?
What if we traded you a very valuable priest of Lathanders? No. All right, guys.
Rackham just takes his longsword and he just looks at it. And he's just, that ain't good. And just...
And Dagnathia is pretty wiped from doing the two wild shapes that she did. She's not hurting, but she's pretty fatigued.
And we say beat it, basically.
And so she's basically, yeah, she's just fine. Fucking get out of it. Just go.
Never want to see you again.
If we see you again, it will not end well for you. This is just a demonstration of what we are capable of.
I mean, if Tanner was here, we probably would have taken them out.
Tanner would have been the voice of reason. Let's just see if they need help first.
He would have been. That was what I was banking on. So when I lost Tanner, I was like...
Plan B it is.
I had four things planned for today, and then I was like...
It's a choose-your-own-adventure game. We chose poorly.
I didn't think my finger off the page. Can we go back? And an ill-tempered druid.
I didn't take my finger off the page. Can we go back?
So I had to do modifications.
I like it.
Oh, I do not. Okay. We part, or he? Do they leave first?
Yeah, he walks over, he heals his buddy, and they take off into the woods, all of them.
The other four follow. The other two follow. All right,
so I am going to go, and what are we at HP, gentlemen?
I'm doing pretty decent. I'm at 30.
All right, so I'm just going to do... I'm going to do a Cure Wounds. I'm going to go over and touch Uga. I'm going to do a Cure Wounds, and then you get a creature you touch regains number of hit points equal to... I didn't
think about the fact that there was a bard and could have healed you guys before he walked off.
Bitch. See, I figured he wouldn't help us. The last thing
he said he was... His literal thing was, I have a life for a life. He could have helped you.
Nah.
No, it's great. It's all of you guys being in character, not asking the bard for any help.
Absolutely. No. I don't trust that guy. I didn't want him to live, but I knew that we could.
Yeah, he could have gave us, like, ass right, cancer so then, or something.
Ass cancer? You're getting cure wounds for your non-ass cancer. 1d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier, so you're getting 4 more points.
Very nice.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Broke my pencil.
I guess we could have just short rested.
And I just take a... So if Rackham then just deeply exhales, the redness in his face goes from infuriated to...
Back to normal color?
Back to just drunk.
Come out of rage also.
Just kind
of
red nose. Like the rest also. Of...
Yeah.
The nose still remains very bulbousy red because I'm a drunk, but the rest of the color kind of drains from my face to some extent, and I... Take a deep breath, and if we're allowed to start moving around freely, I'm going to go pick up the javelin that I threw.
Okay, your wounds don't really, like, heal, but they just stop bleeding. They're still kind of open, like, you still got to do some work yourself, but you at least stop bleeding actively.
What I am going to do, this is going to be the last action of this part of the campaign, is I'm going to pillage the bodies and the carriage.
Yes, yeah,
we have to loot some people.
Yes, that's
where we make camp for the night.
Around the dismantled wagon?
For a long...
All right, so what do we get from looting the potential wagon if that's not just a prop?
Three longbows.
Okay.
Three scimitars.
Three what?
Scimitars.
Something that none of us use.
Three short swords. Are you guys taking their armor?
Yes.
We are leaving them butt naked.
We have our wagons. Wait, so how does moving stuff around work with when we have our wagons?
You can just put it in the wagon.
Yeah, cool. And I say okay. We just...
Wait, well, longbows, we take literally three scimitars...
We're poor right now, so let's just
and
take...
And three short swords?
No. Three short swords and three pieces of studded leather armor.
Ooh.
You what do the boss have?
You get a quiver.
Hang on.
The boss. The boss was the one that walked
in. Main character. The main character.
Main character was just the guy that was... That's just his job.
He was like...
Gotcha. Right, okay. So what did we get through the three pieces of leather armor studded?
He was just the regional manager.
You get... What?
Would you say we get after the three pieces of leather studded
one
armor?
Quiver?
One...
three quivers.
Three quivers,
oh,
yep.
Three quivers.
Because it goes with the three longbows, right?
Yep. So you get... And that... There's only... He fired...
Two.
Yeah. He didn't... He was the only one fired.
I was saying, I don't even know if...
These guys didn't fire. You actually get 60 arrows.
60 nice. Arrows?
Yeah. And there's water skins and a tinder box if you want to take that off.
Yes.
I'll say somebody get to... I already have a tinder box if somebody else wants to take one.
We can throw it on the back of the wagon.
Yeah,
we
water skin, tinder box, okay.
I don't know about you, but I can water scale, at least. Fetch me each longbow, grab me an ale.
Each longbow is 50 gold pieces.
So. I mean,
so that's pretty good, yeah.
If we don't scimitar is 25. Yeah. So basically, each of us get one, kind of one of everything.
You could also take a scimitar for yourself.
Would you say a scimitar is?
It's like the...
Gold pieces, 25.
It's what it's worth, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I guess since I am since we're barbarians, we actually are proficient with it. It is a finesse weapon, though, is it not? So it'd be more reliant on dexterity than strength.
Okay,
let's you can use it either way.
Recap.
It's not like a rapier.
A rapier.
Oh, okay,
so
that's fair.
To recap, we got three longbows, three quivers, 20 arrows in each quiver, so 60 total arrows.
Did we pull any gold off these fools?
Three scimitars.
Maybe they just set up.
Three short swords. Three pieces of leather armor studded.
33 gold pieces all together.
Okay.
30.
Okay. So we got three studded armor.
So we got, three studded armor, a water skin, and a tinder box.
And then 33 gold.
11 each.
Yeah.
So 11 each. Ooh, I'm back over 500.
Oh, it's a light, finesse, and nick. So it counts as all of the above.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow.
So you guys would be proficient for it, because you guys are proficient with light weapons.
Okay.
One last thing. He's not sure why he's doing it. He's not sure why he's doing it, but Frackham approaches the two dead bodies of the people that he jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls out a dagger, plucks ears off right off both of them, puts them into his pack, walks away. No explanation needed.
Seeing this, Uga throws up.
Fair enough.
Is there another Far Cloud?
Fair enough.
And pillaged every... Was there any food in their broken down wagon?
No, that literally is a broken wagon that they...
Yeah, we also hit them early in the morning. I think we were like their first customers, really.
This is the trap.
Their first victims?
Yeah,
you guys were going to be their first victims for the day. Because no one passed by you guys last night, remember, when you guys were on the road.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, thanks for joining in this episode.
Hopefully Aridin wakes up from all of the fracas.
Should we quickly do just a quick summary of how all this went so far today?
South, sideways, very fast.
Basically, just to correct, we left the
Oakenwood.
Town that we were Oakenwood that we were staying in. Left Oakenwood, got on the road, traveled for one day, no issues whatsoever. We then camped overnight, started off in the morning. Dagnathea turned into an ostrich, which did nothing for us, unfortunately. And then... I'm just saying. And basically, then we came upon this group of several people. We weren't sure what was going on. We got into a fight with them, and that's what you guys pretty much spent most of the episode listening to.
Woo! I also included fart clouds, daggers, and splitting people in half.
Flesh swords.
And my flesh sword.
Can't forget that.
My long flesh sword.
Why is it green? You should probably get that checked.
My long green flesh sword.
I bet the bard probably could have.
I was going to say, technically, necrotic is like the purple.
All right. Oh. So with that, everybody have a... Again, we'll see you in the future.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Woo!
For all
of our listeners. See you.